Hi, everyone, and welcome to BioCompare's Tech Insights podcast, where we speak to scientific experts about new tools and technology that can help advance your research. I'm Andrea Corona, Associate Editor here at BioCompare. Today's guest is Liz Carpenter, Senior Support Scientist at Roche Sequencing, and she's going to be talking to us about the Kappa Hi-Fi DNA polymerase.
For research use only, not for use in diagnostic procedures.
Thank you for joining us today, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, I'll go ahead and get started with my first question. Don't all DNA polymerases have a proofreading function? What makes Kappa Hi-Fi special?
So no, not all DNA polymerases have a proofreading function. Enzymes generally fall into one of two families. And in short, one family has a proofreading function and the other one does not. Typically, the family of polymerases with a proofreading function are less efficient and not quite as robust, but they do have a lower error rate. In developing Kappa Hi-Fi, we were able to generate a polymerase that has a lower error rate with a high efficiency and can also amplify longer fragments.
So Kappa Hi-Fi DNA polymerase was created by directed evolution technology. What does that mean and why does it matter?
Directed evolution is like natural selection in a test tube. We used a combination of random mutations and artificial selection pressures to evolve the enzymes with improved properties. This method allows us to engineer improvements to an enzyme irrespective of what the enzymes were actually designed for. By imposing these background pressures, it enables us to select polymerases that are generally very good at PCR.
So what does it mean for a DNA polymerase to be processive? What attributes go with processivity?
Processivity is the ability for an enzyme to continuously incorporate nucleotides without dissociating from the DNA fragment. When an enzyme has high processivity, you are able to amplify much longer targets.
My sequencer does approximately 150 base reads. Why would I need a processive DNA polymerase that can amplify up to 1,100 bases? What can that do for me and what applications does that support?
So if you are sequencing shorter fragments, you won't actually need a polymerase that can amplify long regions. With Kappa Hi-Fi, it's the other properties such as high fidelity and high efficiency that would be of more interest to you. But as sequencing technologies progress and longer read sequencing is more prevalent for applications such as whole genome sequencing or de novo sequencing, you would also be able to use Kappa Hi-Fi because of its high processivity.
Why do speed, range, and the ability to tolerate inhibitors tend to go together in a typical polymerase? And why does this generally mean that as a result, it gives up accuracy?
So in all amplifications, the end goal is to replicate a specific region or target. With current workdays being a set number of hours and various sample types being studied, it's essential to have enzymes that can overcome those obstacles. And depending on the circumstances, compensating for one may mean losing on another. And most often, as you said, it's fidelity. Typically because in order for an enzyme to work faster and be somewhat forgiving when it comes to inhibitors, the enzyme will most likely be less stringent when it's incorporating the nucleotide.
So Kappa Hi-Fi DNA polymerase boasts both high fidelity and high processivity. How does that lead to high sensitivity? In other words, how can that help me to detect rare molecules in heterogeneous samples? How can it help me to capture sequencing data from rare transcripts and low copy variants?
When an enzyme can accurately incorporate nucleotides on longer fragments, this increases the potential to detect rare variants as it allows for deeper sequencing with a lower error rate, and it can cover a larger region. And this in turn lends to high sensitivity.
So my last question for you is, how does Kappa Hi-Fi DNA polymerase help ensure an NGS library with uniform coverage?
This also ties into the previous question a little bit. Kappa Hi-Fi's ability to accurately incorporate nucleotides, especially over difficult areas to amplify, such as high GC regions, helps to decrease bias. And by decreasing the bias, you can have better coverage across all areas of the region you were wanting to amplify.
Well, that was all the questions I had. So thank you so much, Liz, for sharing your time and knowledge with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And if you want to know more, please read the related article titled Kappa Hi-Fi DNA Polymerase Combines High Fidelity and High Processivity. And thank you so much for listening. For more information on products, technologies, and the latest scientific advancements, please visit biocompare.com and have a great day.